right, here we go. This is the Wednesday, May 25th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. Sit back and relax. Big game in the association, big game on the ice, and a lot on the diamond. So we've got you covered with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Her name is Anita Marks. My name is Joe Fortenball. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the show. Big game in Miami tonight. Series tied 2-2. The Heat, though, home dogs in this matchup. They're catching 2 points with a total of 204. Anita, you and I have a lot to say about this game. Side, total, props, all that good stuff. So we'll take the people through in methodical fashion. Let's start with the side. Boston was right around Pick'em, small favorite to open. They're now -2. How do you want to play it?
Yeah, I'm on the Boston side here, and you've got to look at the injuries, and probably, you know, with all due respect to Marcus Smart, not sure what's going to happen there. We know he's dealing with ankle. Robert Williams, we know how crucial he is on the defensive side, of course, for Boston. But Hero being out, to me, you know, and again, like, you know, I know Butler's dealing with a knee, right? Like 3 for 14. Not your typical Butler night, and I do expect him to have some issues tonight. I do expect him to play, but obviously he's a shell of himself. But I think Hero being the sixth man of the year, not there to come off the bench, or even, you know, at times we know he starts, and what he means to Miami offensively, they're 0-6 against the spread without him. You know, the loss with him on the court, they are +3 per 100 possessions. That's pretty significant. So because there's such big question marks about Hero, I say lay the points right now. As we get closer to tip-off, we might even hear, you know, the confirmation that he's out. I know Miami is the type of team, they're kind of like the Patriots of the NBA. They keep everything close to the vest. But I just think looking at the injuries here that both these teams are dealing with, I think the fact that Hero, even if he does play, the fact that he's dealing with a groin, we know he's not going to be 100%. I think the series is over. I'm going to take Boston. I'll lay the points.
In agreement. I'm going to lay the 2 as well. Go back to game 4. The Celtics won that game by 20 points, despite their worst shooting performance of the entire series. They only shot 39% from the floor. They had their worst 3-point shooting effort of the entire playoffs at 23%. And they still won the game by 20 points. I think this is where the series swings. Robert Williams, the Time Lord, said after game 4, and I'm paraphrasing here, but basically Boston needs to stop waiting to get punched in the mouth before they respond. Punched in game 1, responded. Punched in game 3, responded. They have some of these awful performances, and I think this is where they string 2 together and flip the series to where they go back and win it in Boston in game 6. So you can bet Boston in 6 at +170. I like him tonight -2. I think they'll handle their business. Total tonight is sitting 204. I'm going to play the over here. It's the cheapest price we've had for any game this series by a mile. I'm trying to figure out why it's so low. I'm guessing because we had a really low output in the first under of the entire series in game 4. But look at those numbers. Again, Boston had an awful shooting night. So did Miami. 33% from the field in game 4. That was their worst shooting night of a 15-game postseason. Miami at home in the playoffs versus Miami on the road, very different story. Miami at home, 111 points per game. Miami on the road, 99 points per game. Now, that's probably going to take a hit with the injuries, like you said, Anita, but I still don't think it's going to be enough to keep this game under 204, so I will play over 204. If you have any thoughts on that, unload them. If not, let us know what props you're thinking about, Mama, because I'm sure you got a big card for tonight.
I do like that over. You know, I'm probably going to follow your lead on that because I like the team total over for Boston at 102 yes. and a half. I think that's extremely low. Here's the thing. I played the team total over last game, but it, you know, when a team starts out 18-1, And then you got a Miami Heat team that's struggling health-wise. They, you know, I mean, stick a fork in them. 102-82, we know what happened. But I think the fact that it's down at 102.5, I'm all over that Boston team total over. In regard to prop bets, I'm going to go back to the well. It was my best bet. The show that you just did a phenomenal job hosting the other
stop.
Night.
Oh, stop.
and that is Oladipo over 23 points. He had 23 points in that game. I like over his point total tonight, and that's going to be a 10.5 again. I mean, you know,
what are they doing?
Because you don't know if Hero's going to play or not. But even if, here's the thing, Joe, even if Hero does play, like I said, he's not 100%. Dude's dealing with a groin. So that first step that we all know, we've all been out to the playground. We play hoops. We know how important that first step is. He doesn't have it. So even if Hero does play, I still expect Oladipo to get a significant amount of minutes. And everything we hear from Eric Spoelstra loves this young man. And, you know, he contributes on both sides of the court. Also, don't sleep on Duncan Robinson. He was 4 of 8 from downtown. He put up 14 points. So if his point total is somewhere around, it hasn't been posted yet, somewhere around 7.5, 6.5, I'm on the over there. So on the Miami Heat side, Joe, I'm looking at players that are going to have to step up for possibly a depleted Hero, a depleted Lowry, who knows, a depleted Butler. On the Boston side, I am all in on Jaylen Brown, dude. I am all in. I'm going over 2.5 three-pointers. I'm going over 6.5 rebounds. I think, again, all the concentration is going to be all over Tatum, and rightfully so, right? 31 points, 8 for 16 shooting last game. But it opens up, the matchup opens up so beautifully for Jaylen Brown. It really does, and he takes advantage of that smaller lineup that Miami has to put on him. So I am all in on Jaylen Brown. Again, over 2.5 three-pointers, over 6.5 rebounds. And you know I love Horford. I cannot watch a Boston Celtics game without putting something on Horford. And I'm going over 10.5 points. He didn't hit it last game. He was a rebounding monster with 13. But I think he gets back into scoring some points for Boston tonight. So I'm going over 10.5. points for Al Horford.
A lot of agreement. Two specifically, the Boston team total over of 102.5. Like I said, horrible shooting night in game 4. They win by 20. They still hung 102 points in that game. I think this game is going to be a little bit tighter in Miami, which is going to force them to score more late. So they go over 102.5. And I love the Jaylen Brown over 2.5 made three-pointers. His worst shooting night of the entire postseason was in game 4. Mm-hmm. 5 of 20 from the field, 1 of 6 from deep. Now note that, because it's the only game he played against Miami all season in which he didn't knock down at least 3 three-pointers. He's played him 7 times, 3 in the regular season, 4 in the playoffs. He's made 3 or more three-pointers in 6 of those games. He's averaging just under 4 made three-pointers per game against the Heat. I think he gets done tonight with the big minutes. Jaylen Brown over 2.5 made three-pointers. Quickly to the ice before we turn to baseball. Game 5 in Colorado, the Avalanche with a 3-1 series lead over the Blues. I'm going to keep this one quick. I would play the Avs on the puck line, meaning they need to win by 2 or more goals, price of minus 110. I think St. Louis is absolutely cooked. They stole one in Colorado in game 2 to even up the series, sending it back to St. Louis. They lose game 3 in a matchup where there's a big controversy when Nazem Kadri ran into goalie Jordan Binnington. Everyone in St. Louis thought it was dirty. Some people have broken him down and said it was not. Either way, Binnington was knocked out of the series pretty much. And then Kadri comes back in game 4 when everyone assumes that the Blues are going to play this huge effort. And he records a hat trick and they smoke the Blues. If there was a game the Blues were going to play big, that was going to be the game, and they got their butts kicked. I think they go to Colorado and they get rolled in this matchup. Ville Husso has been a mess in the net the entire postseason. I lean to the over 6.5, but I really like the Avs -1.5 on the puck line at a price of minus 110. What do you like on the diamond tonight?
Well, as you know, I'm here in New York and the sky is falling. Joe, the sky is falling for the Yankees.
When is it not?
Oh my gosh, they're a complete mess. So where do I begin, right? Like J.P. Sears getting a spot start. tonight for the Yankees. Okay, their bullpen, it's a hot mess. No Chad Green, Chapman's on the IL. Also, this is their fifth game in 4 days, and their bullpen has pitched 10 innings, and five of them were last night. So bullpen is toast. Bullpen is toast. On top of that, look at his bench, right? Like Gallo's out, Donaldson suspended, Stanton now is out because of the calf, DJ LeMahieu is out. It's just like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know who Booney's going to field tonight. Meanwhile, for the Orioles, they're healthy. They've won four of their last six. They've got a good bullpen. And this is the 13th time that the Orioles have faced the Yankees. So, you know, they know this ball club well. So give me the Orioles at plus 140 on the – I know, right?
Run to that window. Hey, the Orioles – I have bet on the Orioles a bunch of this season, and I've lost a bunch. But they are plus money in so many spots, and they're not as terrible as they were last year. So there's some value in Baltimore here early in the season.
Yeah, and the other play I like the Phillies on the money line as well. You get that at plus 145. Suarez is on the bump for them. As we know, Harper's back. In three games, they've put up 16 runs. They're averaging 4.5 runs per game. Meanwhile, for Atlanta, still not finding that rhythm. They're 4-6 their last 10 games. They've scored three or less runs 16 times this season. Their bullpen is struggling. And Morton is pitching for them tonight, and he's not having a great season. So I think it's more the value here. Like, my favorite play is the Orioles, but I think the value of getting the Phillies, especially coming back from that West Coast trip that obviously lit a match under their behinds, I like them at plus 145.
Okay, I'm going to play into that because I have two plays tonight. I'm going to play over 8.5 in the Phillies-Braves game. Let me lean into what you're saying about Charlie Morton. He looks like he's falling off a cliff. And no disrespect to Charlie Morton. He's put together a fabulous career, late stages of his career. These last few years, he's been rock solid in a lot of these playoff games. But this season, it looks like it is gone. 4.95 ERA, his Ks per nine, his walks per nine. They're awful numbers. He is really struggling this season. And Philly can hang some runs with that lineup. So I expect them to score. Now, on the other side, it's going to be Ranger Suarez for the Phillies, who surrendered three or more runs in four of his last five starts. So he's not exactly locking it down. He's a lefty. The Braves hit left-handed pitching far better than right-handed pitching. I believe they're top 10 in, like, all the key categories, OPS, weighted runs created, weighted on-base average. So I'm predicting an over there. I also like over 7.5 runs between the White Sox and the Red Sox. The White Sox got embarrassed yesterday. Spoiler, my best bet was the White Sox first five inning run line. I think I lost that by like 15 runs. It was absolutely one of the worst bets in the history of Daily Wager. White Sox get smoked. I expect a big effort and a bounce back. They're going to go against Rich Hill, who's been average this season, but the White Sox crush left-handed pitching. We knew that last year. We're seeing it this year. They struggle against righties like they did yesterday. Conversely, the Red Sox are just scorching hot right now. They've won six straight. They bust up right-handed pitching. They are going to have a tough matchup with Lucas Giolito, but I think they'll do enough to get this over a low total of 7.5. So it's going to be both Sox, White Sox over 7.5, Braves, Phillies over 8.5. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap for today. Her name's Anita Marks. My name is Joe Fornball. You can catch us on Daily Wager today, 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. Best of luck to all of you tonight. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.